With Metro by T-Mobile, your hard-earned money goes further. This tax season, there's zero fees to switch. Enjoy Metro's lowest price. Just $25 a line for 4 lines. Plus, get 4 free Samsung Galaxy phones when you switch. Now that's the best deal in wireless. Metro by T-Mobile, empowering you to rule your day. All lines lose promo rate if any deactivates. No fees on select phones. Limit 1 per line with eligible port. Excludes sales tax. Limited time offer. Additional terms apply. See Metro by T-Mobile.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is a dirty game, bro. And what I've always said is all is fair in love, war, and challenges, 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 and challenges.
Posters. I am MTV Malik. She is Becky at Giftmaster Bex. And of course, we are joined by Antonio, aka the Bananas Defender. What's really good, gang?
What's up? Dang. I'm really upset.
Why are you upset?
He's
I'm
always upset.
I'm the only one here that knows about the Wonder Pets.
Nobody gives a fuck about the Wonder Pets.
It's like the thing with the turtle and the duck and the guinea pig. You guys haven't seen it? Very upset by that.
He's literally Gen Z-ing it so hard right now.
Very upset.
I have no idea what he's talking about.
It's some...
not even in the song.
I was singing the song before, and Becky didn't know what it was, and I was like very upset. Meanwhile, I was only one who knew about it. It's a kid's show.
Literally, a little kid
yeah,
show.
Yeah, my oldest is in college, so.
I'm in college too, and I know what the Wonder Pets are.
Exactly. You're as old as one of my
kids.
Yeah,
that's true. Technically, I'm in college right now, and so is Malik.
Seen it at least. That's what I'm saying.
These are facts. Becky, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. You know, chilling, hanging out. I'm really leading a very boring lifestyle these days, but I love it.
You know who's not leading a very boring lifestyle?
You.
I was going to say Josh, but okay.
What?
Guys, for everybody on YouTube, so sorry. I don't know what's going on. It's not streaming to YouTube today. So it looks like it's just going to be on Facebook and Twitter.
I think Pam wants you to sing the song.
Oh.
Go ahead, Antonio. That's all you.
Okay. Oh, now I'm kind of nervous. All right. There's an animal. No, the phone. The phone is ringing. Da-na-na-na-na. There's an animal in trouble. Da-na-na. There's an animal in trouble. Da-na-na. There's an animal in trouble somewhere. Linny, Tuck, and Ming Ming too were Wonder Pets,
please,
and we'll help you.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Yeah. If you don't know it.
Whose man's is this? Whose man's is this?
No one's.
You know what? I don't want to have any more small talk. Hey, was anything popping off show this week, Becky?
I mean, nothing that I really saw.
Nothing interesting?
Nothing that I really saw. Other than, you know, some sad news that Kara's horse has passed away. So it's not really drama, but sadness at the loss of a beloved pet. Especially
Absolutely.
When...
She loved Garnett. We all did. So, you know, Garnett's going to be in a better place. You know, rest in peace. You guys ready to jump into the episode?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
All right. So, Cam and Leroy both got their skulls and they start politicking about the next moves. Cam has her eyes on Teresa and she wants Casey to take her out. Off top, who do you think wins against Teresa and Casey in a probable elimination?
Casey. I think Casey's new to the game. I think Casey's more athletic. Well, Teresa might be married to a football player. Casey plays football. So
Teresa has done a couple of these.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think Casey's, she's an athlete. She knows how to get physical. I think she's, I mean, she might not talk a lot from what we see, but I think she has a pretty good game going on. And I'd take Casey over Teresa any day.
Becky?
I don't know. I would have to know what the elimination was. I think head to head, in a physical, I would give it to Casey.
Teresa's pretty scrappy. Remember Teresa versus Nani?
Yeah.
That was years ago, though.
But that was...
Nani was in her prime.
I'm not going to lie. Casey is way better in physical than Nani is. I'm, and this is no shade to Nani. It's really just... It's apples and oranges. You can't really compare the two. But yeah, I if it's a mental thing, I think it would be a toss-up. But yeah, in a physical stance, I would always give it to Casey.
Here goes something that really blew my mind. Looks like Leroy and Cam, they recognize that whoever is the rogue agent, that is going to be what sex elimination is. And it didn't strike me until they actually said something. Did you guys get that before? Yeah. Or am I just finding out about that?
I mean, I kind of put two and two together once I realized there was an extra guy. So a guy had to go home in order to be even pairs again. But when it's no rogue agent, it's always a toss-up because no one knows what's going to happen because, you know, it could go either way.
I agree. I kind of figured it out a couple weeks ago. I was like, okay, so if they're a rogue agent, they're going to have a partner. So it has to be, you know, whatever that sex is. Elimination. So I just never really, I guess, expressed it out loud as, oh, look, that strategy. So
do you guys think that might change at some point?
I mean, it wouldn't make sense to have, you know,
unless
two guy
a purge
rogue agents.
Yeah. Or a double elimination.
That's what I'm saying. It could happen. TJ be could be changing shit up.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna say it. It's not TJ doing any of this. He keeps saying it's his eliminations and his finals. At the end of the day, it is production, and he just gets the credit.
I think TJ has a little bit more say in it nowadays. He's been doing this for a while, so I think he has a good idea and a good mind for, you know, what can be expected. I believe he has some say-so.
I mean, casting-wise,
maybe not a whole bunch.
No.
Can you see TJ up in the office?
Not casting-wise,
like,
no. I think what goes on, he has this... I think he, with the challenge and stuff, I think he gets the final say, like, oh, yeah, they should do this, or if he wants to... Like, to toss up into what they want to do, they probably go to TJ. But other than that, I mean, I don't know. He doesn't have much, but definitely something.
All right. Let's go ahead and move on to Nam and Lolo. They getting into it, and it was a really great scene when CT popped out. Just like, hey guys, pull your head out of your asses, and you guys will kick a lot of ass. But it seems like Lolo is getting the feeling that she's being froze out. She initially thought that she was going to be targeted, but now she's realizing they're just keeping her out of elimination. Do you guys think that this is the case? Is that she's being froze out, or do you believe her lack of winning dailies is what's keeping her out?
I think it's a combination of both, but she's been playing a really low profile kind of game. I just don't see her making a lot of waves where people are looking at her. But yeah, and she hasn't really shined. Like, I expected a little bit more out of her being an athlete the way she is. But yeah, she's not really shining on the positive side, I guess is the best way of saying it.
All right. Antonio?
With Lolo and even CT, because CT mentioned later on in the game, I really don't think they're smart enough to hold someone out, because we've seen strong competitors like Fessy and Cam have a gold skull. So if that's their goal is to hold someone away, why was Fessy and Cam, you know, given the opportunity to get one like that? But I just think like because Lolo does have a big ego from we've seen. She thinks, oh, I'm a gold medalist. I'm better than everyone else here. And I mean, yeah, does she have a right to say that? Not really, not yet, because it's a whole different game. But she has to prove herself more in order to think that way, because she hasn't won anything yet, really.
This is not her Olympics.
Couple of medals.
Well, this isn't the Olympics.
Challenge, the challenge is a whole different game. It's a whole mental aspect that Olympians and other athletes can't even deal. Even like Terrell Owens, big athlete, broke down a Chance for Stars or Chance for Pros or whatever the season was called. It's a whole different game.
He burned $70 million.
Like, yeah, you want to cry, do fake tears. I mean, it's a whole different thing.
That was an entirely epic exchange. I think Jasmine Hare said it best. She's just kind of floating around. She's playing a floating game, and she doesn't have any real power to actually pull off any of these moves that she wants to do, especially any of these moves that's going to put her in to an elimination so she could go ahead and get her skull. Where did Antonio go?
Who cares?
All right. Let's go ahead and move on. Devin, Kyle, Michi, and Leroy are coming up with a plan. Kyle's still out for blood. He wants Fessy to go against Josh. Cam is his partner. What do you think of the strategy? I understand that Kyle is hurt and he still wants blood for being blindsided and thrown in, but it doesn't seem like throwing him in is going to answer any of the problems that he's having. What do you make of Kyle's strategy to go after Josh and Fessy? Antonio.
Well, fine. Ignore me then. Fuck you too then.
Becky. Oh, what is that?
It's a cat.
We just got a hamster.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yes. He would eat your hamster.
What was the question again? I just
came Kyle's back. Strategy to get Josh and Fessy to go against each other. What's your take?
It's smart. You always want to have two people with the same alliance go against each other because, you know, it's a numbers game end of the day. So if you have two people on the same side, you know, go against each other, you're definitely taking away a number. But with Big Brother being, I think, one of the biggest alliances, as the rookie ones, I would say, it's definitely tough to get into this early because there's still a whole half a game of play.
The Big Brother alliance is deep. You got to respect it. If you don't respect it, they could actually really hurt you. Josh, up until this point, hasn't been much of a threat because he can't really win eliminations. So, but they do have the numbers, and their vote can get you thrown in if you run afoul of them.
And with Big Brother, too, it's not just the Big Brother alliance. They've all made friends with strong competitors within the game itself. It's like, it's hard because, you know, I see Josh made friends with Nani. Amber B made friends with Rookie. So if you attack one of them, you're essentially attacking someone else and someone else's alliance. And it's all like a domino effect. If one goes, every alliance is kind of in with them. So they all like feel threatened by you.
Well, I can understand why he wants to go after Josh and Fessy, because Kyle is a petty person and, you know, petty gonna petty. If anything, if he really, really wanted to get back at them, he would have them go against each other. So that way he would really get one of them out. So that's what my focus would be on is like, if you're going to screw them over large and send them in against each other.
Yeah. And I think Cam has the right strategy here. You don't know what kind of day it's going to be. Most likely a girl's day. So let's go ahead and move on.
Well, let's go ahead and move on. Cam is still focusing on trying to get Teresa out. So,
right. She just wants to have a little bit more information before going that route. So, let's go ahead and get into the best part about today's episode. That's going to be today's daily. Today's daily is called, what do they call it? All Brawl.
Yeah. I was like, this was hilarious.
Yes. The name was great. But this is by far one of the best dailies that I think they could have ever done. You have a 5-person pole wrestle, then it goes down to a 2-person pole wrestle, and then a 4-person pole wrestle. And you got a mud pit, and you got a race. This is by far the best daily I have seen in a long time, and this may go down as one of the best dailies ever. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about your favorite moments. Let's talk about your least favorite moments. We'll be back in a moment. You're listening to Love War Challenges. What's good?
How's it going? This is Derek Kaczynski.
So this is Pauly, and you're listening to Love War Challenges.
What up, Malik? This is Cara Maria. This is a shout out to the Love War and Challenges podcast. You're totally awesome.
Love War Challenges. For anyone listening to this, they're at LWC Podcast.
World's most dangerous podcast.
Hey, we haven't even pulled away from the drive-thru and you're already digging in the McDonald's bag.
Aw, babe. Just a few.
All right. I guess I can't blame you. Pass me some, too.
The smells too good to get it all the way home meal. There's a meal for every moment at McDonald's.
And now your favorite spicy chicken McNuggets are back. Get a 6-piece, spicy or classic, for just $2. Only at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
This is by far the best daily I have seen in a long time, and this may go down as one of the best dailies ever. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about your favorite moments. Let's talk about your least favorite moments. Becky.
I mean, I loved CT literally like playing it off like he was still looking for it when he had already found it. And he was just pushing it closer and closer to the edge when he knew nobody was paying attention, where he could just bolt with it and poof. Nam did the same thing. Yeah, well, Nam did it before CT, but seeing them kind of get sneaky about it so that they wouldn't, especially someone like CT who really likes physical situations, is he's like, nope, I really don't want to fight today. I'm good on that.
He was
that.
Not really dialed in for that one.
Yeah. The sad part was really, because I knew this was going to happen when he said third round, there's going to be a third round. I was like, oh, it's going to be a partner's thing. Okay, this makes sense why on the commercial, CT looks so pissed off. I know what happened. So I was really sad to see that Cam had to go against Big T. And obviously there was nothing, you know, that Big T was going to be able to do. And I was really sad to see CT give it up, because, you know, he basically just didn't even try, which
absolutely
I understand, absolutely. But still, ouch.
Antonio.
See, I get the point of the game, you know, you want to try to win, and I love how CT and Nam did it, but at the end of the day, it's also the second time in a basically back-to-back challenges where the men's, they weren't physical. I mean, given they weren't, there was an opportunity for them to get physical, this challenge, but the females, though, they went at it. They were scrapping, and Anissa putting, literally choking Lolo, and I just love how, you know, just the females were just getting physical. They all show that they wanted to win. I mean, and I agree with Becky, seeing Big T, and even honestly, even Gabby go against Cam, I'm like, oh, this is an easy win for Cam. I'm like, it's not even funny. I'm like, all right, I know Cam won, props to her, but like in my head, do not hurt Gabby, do not hurt Big T, because I love both of them and I do not want them going home.
There was a lot of great moments. Both Nam and CT did the smart thing, keeping it pretty secret. Till they got close to the line. That was by far the smartest play. Really, really loved that. I really hated seeing CT just give up. That's not even worth it, because why be out here all day wrestling in the mud? I don't have to do this. We know how this is going to end.
I mean, he's right, though. 10 out of 10 times, Cam wins.
He is. I didn't fault him too much for that. I would have loved to see him try harder. You know, I don't like to quit and stuff either, but I kind of get it. And, you know, he's a little bit older, so. But one of my favorite moments was just seeing the level of respect Cam gave Big T. You know, she didn't go out there and try to make her look bad. She did what she had to do. She showed a lot of respect while doing it, made sure to help her up. That just shows kind of what a class act Cam actually is. People always getting on her for being she gets a bad rap for being arrogant, but she puts her money where her mouth is. She hasn't won the big one yet. And really, that's the shocking part about it. She's primed to win one of these. So just the level of respect she showed the other competitor, I thought that was a great look. And I love good sportsmanship. Big T tried a little hard out the best, but
she did.
What was she going to do? What was she going to do?
I can tell you this. Listen, mark my words. If Kara doesn't come back, Cam is going to become the face of this. She's going to, they're priming her to become the face of the challenge.
I could see that. Why shouldn't she?
No. Why shouldn't she?
I see Ashley before I see Cam.
Ashley, no. Ashley's too
I
up
think
and
Ashley,
down.
She kind of shares the mantle with the face. Maybe not as much as everybody else, but behind Kara, she's probably right there.
I mean, I don't see Cam. If Cam wins this season, then maybe I can see that push. But I don't know. When I see the face of, you know, of a current show, whatever it is, I look for, you know, like a champion. And Ashley has the most wins out of the current female. So I mean, That's what I'm giving the push more towards Ashley. But other than that, I mean, besides Ashley and Cam, they have the two most appearances, I think, in the last like five seasons.
Cam's getting a real big hero edit almost to a degree, like Mastervine hero edit. You can tell she's kind of becoming production's darling.
She's the only female that's getting camera time, honestly,
well,
too.
Should be. She's getting tons of camera time, but she's also, I think she's just that kind of competitor. A lot of people relate to her. She's also very polarizing. People love her and people hate her. But for the most part, I think she's very beloved. And she's still starting in this. We don't know how much longer Ashley's going to do it. And Ashley has a tendency to have meltdowns. I love Ashley, but she'll have a meltdown in the middle of the challenge and quit. So
these are facts.
So I know that this is Leroy's last season. Has Cam said anything about...
Cam's not done.
No, okay. Cam's not going anywhere. No. In all reality, I don't believe there's going to be Leroy's last season.
No,
I think them calls are going to start going out.
For a while, though.
Well, I can see him doing it because he started his, like, he opened his own barbershop where he's at in Houston.
Yeah.
So it's kind of hard to walk away from, like, Cam can walk away because hers is like an e-business and she has people that can manage it versus, you know, Leroy is the barber. You can't. Down your shop.
My guy goes really on a two-week vacation sometimes, and I get mad.
He's going to have a couple of chairs there. I don't think this is his last season. I think he'll end up taking the season off.
No, but with a barber, though, I've been going to the same guy since I was like 5 years old. If he goes on a two-week vacation, I get mad. So if my guy was gone for, you know, 3 months, 3 months without a haircut, I don't know what I would do with myself.
Speaking of which, I got a fresh lineup today. I'm
nice. I need a haircut. I got one like 2 weeks ago.
Love that, you know, this is something that Jasmine just pointed out, but Karma Cam almost reminds me of, you know, Karma Maria coming right back for you. I noticed that through the whole thing. I was like, oh, she is not stealing Kara's tagline.
My head hurts.
All right. I still got some stuff in the daily that I want to unpack. Can we talk about how Cam instantly flung Gabby.
Oh, she wasn't even. It was
yo.
Like,
when Gabby said her wrist was hurting, I thought to my head, if she broke her wrist, I'm crying, I'm shutting my TV off, and I'm going to bed.
What? If something happens to Gabby?
No, so Gabby said, like, my wrist. I thought, like, oh, if her wrist breaks, like, I'm just going to be, like, heartbroken, and I'm just turning the TV off,
oh,
I'm not going to watch it.
Oh, my God, your obsession needs to stop.
It's not obsession. It's
you know what?
Just I would feel bad for her.
You remind me of how I was when Turbo was around. You know, my future husband, even though he doesn't know his name.
Speaking of Turbo, Nam did his little, you know.
I know. Day. I was like, do not give that to Nam. Nam's wallpaper butt.
Yes.
Do you got a little crush on Gabby?
I've said this since the cash drops, and Gabby's my girl.
He's like, dude, he's gonna have like a shrine to Gabby in his house.
I said, all right, I'm loving Gabby this season. I don't care what she does. Don't care how she, like, what she, I don't care if she quits. Favorite girl.
All right. Come on, bro. You are too old to be having a crush on reality TV stars.
It's not a crush. It's just, I'm single. Let me have fun.
Look at his face. He's so obsessed. I mean, I shouldn't talk.
People listen to this that I'm talking to, and they're just going to get mad at me. This is not good.
Honest. Listen, I understand obsession. I still am praying that they bring Turbo back because I want to ogle my husband, who I will never meet in person. But
let's go ahead and move on. During the match, during the female round, there was a part where the girls was tussling and Anissa grabbed Lolo from behind and came in contact with her neck. Lolo ended up exploding on her for a attempted choke. And your guys' opinion, was the choke by Anissa on Lolo completely out of line? Or was Lolo just overreacted too much? Or a mixture of them? Becky?
Lolo overreacted. I'm sorry. You're in a mud pit and you're wrestling. You think you're not going to be physically touched? Yeah, I understand. You know, maybe she was feeling choked or, you know, maybe there's... I get that. But to come at Anissa that way, that's... It was overdramatic. She needs to chill.
Antonio?
I'm going to go with a little bit of both. I don't think Anissa should have put her arm around Lolo the way she did just because you know, there was, she didn't have the what do you call it, the relic in her possession. Okay, I get it. But end of the day, it is the challenge. It is physical. So you kind of can't complain. If I'm Lolo, I say something like, hey, Anissa, you know, what you do is kind of dirty. Just watch it next time. And that's it. Leave it at that. I'm not going to go storming around the house telling everyone, oh, you see what Anissa did to me, blah, 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 blah. No. Say one thing and you move the fuck on. That's the game.
It's a pole wrestle. I'm sorry. That shit's going to get physical. That's just the way it is. Lolo overreacted. Just, that's it. I don't think Anissa was wrong at all in any of these instances. And I would always call it out if I thought it was. But Lolo was overreacting.
I'm inclined to agree that it was a little bit of both. I wrestled in high school and college. Also did amateur, you know, I did amateur wrestling, professional and regular style. Played in a lot of sports. But I know that sometimes anytime, like if anything touches the front of my neck, even if it's a shirt collar, just somebody playing to touch my neck, it makes me instantly uncomfortable. And I think that's what Lolo was feeling. Just being made extremely uncomfortable just instantly. So I get her reaction. But the relationship you have with Anissa, I understand her blowing up. I think she should have calmed down a little bit quicker than what she did. Because it's one thing to go off in the moment, get back to the house. Hey, you know, I just felt like I was being choked. You know, I panicked. It brings these feelings. And, you know, I get that. But she stomped around for a day and a half and wasn't a good look.
Yeah. Fuck you, Anissa.
But yeah, it was just a little bit too much. It didn't need to go that far. You could just, you know, and she could have just said, hey, I felt like I was being choked. I didn't like that. Give me a little bit of space right now. And that would have been fine.
Well, I mean, but also, I think it's also her position in the game right now. She's frustrated. She feels like she's not really been taking into account. She's been
choked out of an elimination.
She got choked. But the thing is, it's like, I think at the end of the day, I don't think it's just the choking out. I think it's just everything compiled right now for her that she's, you know, her cup runneth over. You know, there's almost so much you can take before you explode. And I think that's what happened. Do I still think it's extra? Yes. But I guess the way you explained it, it makes sense.
Now, what if Lolo is doing this, bringing all the attention to herself, you know, being like the annoying person in the house, just so they could all vote her into elimination? Annoying asshole. Because that's what happened with Devin. Devin had that big thing, and he got thrown in that the next time, I believe. I could be wrong. I don't know. But like, I just feel like usually, if someone's annoying, if the house hates you, you get thrown in.
I mean, I'm looking at this again over and over again. I don't know if Lolo has the mental fortitude to make it through this game.
She doesn't.
I don't think she's going to do it. I think she's going to have a total meltdown. She's getting close to it. You can see it in her eyes. She's trying to hold it back, but I don't know if she's going to be able to do it.
But doesn't that make the show sometimes with some of the people who can't handle it? Some of the people who can't handle it makes for great TV. I don't, you know, I hate that. A lot of times when I bring her name up, it's not in a positive light.
Tanya.
But Tanya. You know, I try not to bag on Tanya for, you know, she actually wasn't a bad challenger.
She really wasn't.
But the fact that, you know, she couldn't handle stuff and she would blow up, for the standard of reality TV back then, it made for some pretty great shit.
Yeah, I mean.
Camilla's freakouts.
Oh.
Ashley freakouts.
I always thought Camilla was going to actually, like, stab somebody. I was waiting for her to, like, stab Bananas.
Were we all?
Like, facts. I think if she was a more established competitor, a more established challenger, people would be a little bit more tolerant of her freakout.
But I think it's a part of the times, too, if you think about it. The times are changing, and certain things aren't acceptable to show anymore. Certain people having these meltdowns and these issues isn't acceptable for people to exploit her. Look at how crazy she is. Because that's what they really did to Tanya, is they pushed and they poked and they prodded somebody who obviously had more issues. And yeah, was it great TV? Yeah, did she have freakouts? And it was like, oh my God, what's going on? But you know they should have pulled that shit back. And I think it's the era now. they're not going to let that happen again. It's just not.
We're evolving as a society, and I think the challenge helps reflect some of that stuff. So I'm never against anything that's going to protect people's physical and mental well-being. But let's go ahead and move on. Before we get to deliberations, Amber B and Amber M, they've been very, very close throughout the whole show. And Amber B is starting to see that at some point she's probably going to have to vote in her homie to make room for herself. I felt like this wasn't really necessary. I felt like Amber B didn't have to vote in Michi and Amber M. She could have burned it.
Were they really close though? Because I mean, maybe they were, but editing wise, if you're bringing up that storyline, at least like show us throughout the season, you know, a few conversations they had. Because besides them being rookies, I didn't know
they've
that
they've always
like,
been together. Really, they were always in.
They've always been together, and they've said it multiple times.
And they're roommates, so they honestly, when I saw Amber M, I saw Amber B. They were always circled close to each other. So it was never a situation where they were like on opposite ends. But I think that Amber B is holding strong to her alliance. She knows she has to show them because she knows that people are going to tell. Like, obviously, they don't want Amber M to know, but she's like, I tried to deal with that drama. But,
right,
you know, but at the end of the day, yeah. I don't know. I think that Amber M
just burned it and it would have been a whole non-issue.
Amber M is getting on my nerves.
Yeah.
I don't dislike her.
She's already.
She's just trying to keep her head above water. Every week her name is mentioned.
I don't want to go in. Then go in and win. Up.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. If your name is thrown out there every week and you still haven't gone in, that's... Just go in already. You know, you have to go to make the final. You have to get a gold skull. Just go in already. She has the best chance to get one. Might as well do it now. Do it when, you know, there is plenty left for you and just get over with.
I mean, go after somebody smaller than you. Go after Big T or, you know, even Amber B or whoever.
No.
Neither one of them have the power to get that pulled off at any time. Let's go ahead and move on to deliberations. We'll be back in a moment. You're listening to Love War Challenges. What's good?
How's it going? This is Derek Kaczynski.
So this is Paulie, and you're listening to Love War Challenges.
What up, Malik? This is Car Maria. This is a shout out to the Love War and Challenges podcast. You're totally awesome.
Love War Challenges. For anyone listening to this, they're at LWC Podcast.
World's most dangerous podcast.
With Metro by T-Mobile, your hard-earned money goes further. This tax season, there's zero fees to switch. Enjoy Metro's lowest price, just $25 a line for 4 lines. Plus, get 4 free Samsung Galaxy phones when you switch. Now that's the best deal in wireless. Metro by T-Mobile, empowering you to rule your day. All lines lose promo rate if any deactivates. No fees on select phones. Limit 1 per line with eligible port. Excludes sales tax. Limited time offer. Additional terms apply. See Metro by T-Mobile.com.
I love this deliberation. Amber and Michi, they just sit there like, hey, just so you know, we don't want to go in.
We don't feel like it.
And we don't want you guys to vote for us going. And they literally got laughed out of the room.
Leroy's hilarious. Out of the room. Well, I don't feel like going in either.
That was just, their biggest problem isn't even their performance. Their biggest problem is their politics. They have none. Amber fares a lot better than Michi. And I like Michi, but so Michi, just his political game is non-existent. Sure, he's hanging out and kicking it with the boys, but if he's not monetizing those relationships, what is he doing?
I mean, you know that the guys are just keeping him around because he's a small guy that they all know that they could beat. That's it. I'm sorry, Michi. I'm sure you're good at something. But I don't think you're going to be a challenge champ anytime soon.
And here goes something even worse. If they know they have a good chance of going in, why don't they go to Cam and be like, hey, we want to go in, put us in as your vote, and let's try to get the House to vote somebody who we want to go against. Cam already isn't feeling CT. Even though her and Big T are kind of cool, I don't think she would feel necessarily bad about voting in Big T and CT, considering it's probably going to be a guy's day.
But yeah. She would never throw in, well, maybe. Well, that they, yeah, I yeah, honestly, yes, no, would. Here's the thing. I think they don't want CT, and I think this was actually put up, that this was a thing. CT was never going to go in if it was up to Cam and Leroy. They didn't want him to get a gold skull. They wanted him to be sitting out so he wouldn't be in the final to give Leroy a better chance.
I don't know. I think Leroy could beat CT in the final. I mean,
so
CT,
do I.
I think he'd give it.
I mean, look who's in it.
It would depend on what the format is. If it's a partner based, it honestly would connect with who the partners are. But I mean, I think Leroy and CT are pretty much even. I might give Leroy the edge just because, you know, I feel like he's younger, more athletic, but then CT's always CT. He turns a switch on come final time.
Well, CT's getting back into shape. Back to CT.
Like, the way CT is playing this season, it's scary to watch. Like, he's coming back to, like, his true form again, and he's going to be someone that you don't want to mess with.
The thing is he's his true form as a floater. His true form when he was prime and also not with the temper that he had back then. And with more friends than he had back then. Because one of the big things that CT had a problem with is that nobody liked him. So everybody was trying to get rid of him. Versus now.
CT has friends, but his friends do not want to see him at a final. That's the only thing. That's what hurts CT. He's going to have friends to get him to, you know, where the final could be. But he will not get to the final if he doesn't play for himself. He has to start winning for himself and play for himself early on into the game. So his alliance don't matter.
Are we boring you?
I have been up since like 6 o'clock in the morning.
Excuses.
And it is late.
So have I.
And I still have to get up in the morning.
Every day. Anyway, do you guys think that it was total BS that they didn't show us the who voted for who when they were in the chamber?
Yeah, they did it on purpose. I knew who was going in. There was no way.
I was like, shit, I rewinded it and everything. One second I missed it. Like,
yeah, I was dumb tight. Like, once I went back and I seen it, like, why would they not show us?
You know, I will be 100% honest with you. I knew it. That was stupid. They actually thought everybody like, oh my God, is it Fessy? Is it Anissa? No, it's not.
Like, come on.
It's Amber and Michi. Everybody knows who it's going to be.
I honestly thought it was good. I had during the party night, the club night, I thought, oh, maybe Anissa and Fessy might go in. But then I saw everyone hit Amber and Michi. Like, oh, yeah, it's cleft.
Yeah. No, there was too many. There was no way. And the thing is the way Michi went about it. I don't feel like going in. And she doesn't feel like going in. Everybody's like, oh, really?
No favors.
It's weird. No favors. A season where you have to win, they don't want to go in. And they're acting like it's the same way like it was, you know, like 10 seasons ago. Yeah, I don't want to go in. But like back then, you didn't want to go. I mean, if you did, you know, it's a great accomplishment. But like you didn't want to go in. Now you have to go in. And if you're saying you don't want to go in when you have to go in, that's kind of it's weird, really weird watching it.
It is. I mean, the challenge really flipped a lot of that stuff on its head. So go ahead and jump into the elimination. So we get to the elimination, and now they show us who's going in. Guess who? It's going to be Michi and Amber M.
What do you say?
I don't know why I said get them confused.
I was going to say it's the cover of No Shit News. They have the
same name. Yeah, on the cover of No Shit News. I love that one. So it looks like it's going to be Michi and Amber M. And Kyle and Cam decide that they're going to send down Nani and Josh. I'm assuming to protect the Big Brother Alliance. I don't think Kyle could have been too happy about that. But, I mean, it makes sense, right? It helps Cam's game. It gets Kyle a little, you know.
Cam figured that one out. Period.
It was a good middle for them.
Kyle is not figuring out things for their team. Let's just be honest. Kyle is following Cam's lead 100%.
Well, Kyle openly says that Cam's a great partner. He loves how Cam's directing him in a great path. Kyle this season, he just wants to, you know, have fun. Stir the pot a little bit because, you know, we need one this season. But he's just sitting back enjoying the ride.
He's not stirring the pot. Fucking Devin's stirring the pot.
No, he wants to, but Devin, you know, can't let him.
Devin is stirring the pot. Devin's causing all the drama. I will never give
Devin any credit.
That's because you're an idiot, because Devin deserves credit right now. No, I don't even like Devin, and I'm giving him credit.
There was not enough Devin this episode.
Let's keep it that way.
I actually agree. It was
Devin's having a great season.
Devin's having a really good edit, really great season. He's doing really well for himself, and you're just mad. Now, I agree.
I'm mad. I just hate
Pam, I agree. Devin is a jerk, but he's funny this season. You got to give him that.
All right. Quick question. Out of Devin and Josh, who is going to be targeted first to get their skull taken?
Devin.
Devin. Two reasons.
Over Josh?
Devin's annoying, well, you said, and Josh is the alliance. You said
Devin and Kyle, right?
Devin and Josh.
Oh, sorry. Josh. Sorry.
No, Devin. Josh is the alliance.
Josh is an easier win.
Yeah, but it's a numbers game. And they, especially to keep someone out of elimination, it's more of a numbers thing than being put in. Because we've seen numbers take control of the season. If you have a strong alliance and a strong friendship with other people, if you have your skull already and you don't want to go in, there's a good chance you might not go in. I mean, once Devin leaves, depending who takes his gold skull, I can see Josh being the second one coming, because I do not see Festy getting thrown in there again.
Devin has a better, not by much, but Devin has a better elimination history than Josh does. So, I mean, I think Josh is going to be the first one to go. You know, I'm sorry. Yeah,
I would easily pick Josh over Devin any day of the week. Of the week when it comes to elimination. So the elimination is going to be, it's going to be a guy's day. So it's going to be Michi versus Josh. Josh is like, what is he, 0-4?
0-3. Just four seasons, it's 0-3.
All right, so he's 0-3. And I don't know Devin's. I don't know. And Michi doesn't have a record. No. He's a rookie.
I mean, I'll be honest if we were going to talk about records, we need to talk about, we need to have Tyler on, because he's the one that knows the numbers.
Yeah, he knows them all over like the top of his head.
I had to ask Tyler a question too. He's not even here tonight.
Oh, no Tyler tonight. That sucked. I think everybody kind of realized that. They see only three of us.
Anyway, no, I asked him a good question, but
he's here in spirit.
Next time.
All right. So the name of the game is Asset Destruction 2. TJ made some changes. There's going to be a slide puzzle at the beginning, and the slide puzzle will indicate which ones are eligible to get taken out by the balls. I don't know why they did this. I don't know why it was necessary. Did the first one not take long enough?
They're like, we're going to make it heavier and put a puzzle in it.
Or was there no real drama for this episode, so they had to make the elimination longer? I don't know, but Josh killed the slide puzzle just like anybody over the age of 10 should. He kills the puzzle, and then, oh my God, the way that he threw them balls. How does he he threw them balls exactly how I thought he'd throw balls. Like, in my mind, if I picture Josh throwing balls,
he throws the ball like I throw a ball. And that's pathetic. I am not an athlete. Bad
for Josh.
I can't. I'm
like, what are you doing?
I didn't feel bad for him because he's a grown man. He's a grown man.
Like, just seeing him throw a ball, I'm like, what are you doing? And he lives in Florida. And like, I would assume like baseball or like football, like, you know, two main sports in Florida. I mean, you might want to learn how to, you know, throw a football, throw a baseball, you know, use that technique. But he was throwing it so, I was like, oh my God, what are you doing?
It was so awkward. It was tough to watch. I was literally here laughing my ass off.
Once TJ starts laughing at you, you should feel very ashamed.
Yeah.
And the whole entire peanut gallery was just dying laughing. I just typed in that it was a complete flop. It wasn't a complete flop. He still got the win. Josh finally gets it.
Josh, I would say.
Yeah, Michi didn't even get done with the puzzle.
Michi couldn't finish a slide puzzle.
Was it a four by four slide puzzle? I can do it in 2 minutes, honestly, like max.
This is how unprepared he was for it. He probably haven't even seen a slide puzzle since.
He said he didn't do any puzzles practicing. Devin's like,
what are you doing?
You're coming on the challenge. There's two things you gotta focus on most. Swimming and doing puzzles. Because those are the only two things where you can, like, work your mind and, like, I guess, you know, trying to do it. Yes, lifting weights is one thing, but, like, swimming, 99% of the time, you're gonna have at least a few of them. And puzzles. So the challenges are puzzles for the most part. You gotta know how to do them. When you see your contract, oh, challenge, okay. Puzzle, swim, that's it.
I mean, here's the thing.
Josh really needed this win, though.
I'm gonna say it. I'm sorry. It's against Michi. Talk to me when you have an elimination win against somebody who matters. I'm sorry, Michi. You're too new. You suck at the end of the day. And it's your first season. I'm gonna give you credit for it being your first season. Hopefully when you come back, you don't suck as much.
This
was
an equalizer, though. I mean, Tori lost to the same elimination to Anissa, and everyone thought Tori was, I guess it was a puzzle, but
Tori, this is the elimination for flops. If you're a flop, this is your elimination.
Oh, okay. So maybe you guys know, because I was going to ask Tyler this. So this elimination, was it the second female elimination or was it not? I don't know. The first one was Ashley and, Natalie with the rope thing. Was this the second female elimination?
Here, Pam, I'm going to let you know. I'll give him credit for having the easiest win ever.
Against so I tell you to be here.
Somebody doesn't really matter.
Because
I recognize Josh win. When it's all said and done, a win is a win. They put his back to the wall. He had to get it done. He won. Straight up and down. And he won fair and square. He beat Michi.
You guys know my question. I'm very upset.
I don't know the answer.
I think, was it Nadine said yes. The only other female elimination was Anissa and Tori.
So if that's true, then
technically no, because the first elimination, Ashley and Natalie. So it's three.
No, that's no, the no, second one.
Ashley versus second Cam. Total.
In the Ashley versus out. Cam, yeah.
Okay, so Ashley, Anissa and Tori were the second one? No.
No, and Ashley and Natalie
was the first one. Then it was Anissa and Tori.
Anissa and Tori.
Okay, perfect.
Then Cam and Ashley. And
so
now this one.
The next guy's elimination should be the same one that Cam and Ashley had. Because I see what they're doing. They're flopping what the other gender did. So we're seeing, because this wasn't the third. This wasn't the second overall elimination because we had two guys back to back. You know what I'm trying to say? So they're repeating the cycle, but in like opposite gender order.
We all know this. This has already been, I think we established two episodes.
I think this is something Tyler said.
We were like speculating about it. Now this week, I'm confirming it.
Tyler did that. So stop.
You know, I'm trying to have my moment because Tyler wasn't here.
Failed.
Did you just mute me? Do not do that ever again.
He muted you.
Oh, that's great.
Asshole. I love it.
Oh, I just discovered a mute button.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that mute button is everything.
You better not mute me, Malik. I will find you and I will punch you.
Don't talk some bullshit.
I always talk shit, but it's never bull.
We'll be back in a moment. You're listening to Love War Challenges. What's good?
How's it going? This is Derek. Derek Kaczynski.
So this is Paulie, and you're listening to Love War Challenges.
What up, Malik? This is Cara Maria. This is a shout out to the Love War and Challenges podcast. You're totally awesome.
Love War Challenges. For anyone listening to this, they're at LWC Podcast.
World's most dangerous podcast.
Hey, we haven't even pulled away from the drive-thru and you're already digging in the McDonald's bag.
Aw, babe, just a few.
All right, I guess I can't blame you. Pass me some, too.
The smells too good to get it all the way home meal. There's a meal for every moment at McDonald's.
And now your favorite spicy chicken McNuggets are back. Get a 6-piece, spicy or classic, for just $2 only at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Asset Destruction 2.
Asshole.
How do we feel about this elimination and the changes? I think it's good. I think it's good that we give the flops a chance.
I think they made it a little bit harder because it's men. But at the same time, they made it a little bit easier because of the puzzle told them where to hit. Whereas with Anissa and Tori, they had to figure out which ones were by literally throwing the balls. So they gave him an answer key ahead of time.
You know what they should have done? Like, if they wanted to change this, oh my God, who was it? Was it Bear versus Wes in World of the Worlds? We had the ball like in the sky and it dropped and he had to grab it and he had to put it into a bin.
Wasn't that also
they did the one where it was like shooting the wall.
Okay, well, you know what I'm talking about, whereas the ball in the sky. Yeah,
drone ball drop.
Yeah. So they should have done that and they would have fought for the ball, pick up the ball and throw it against their grid and knock a piece out. And they would keep going.
Not with how heavy those balls are, dude.
No, you make it a smaller ball, obviously.
No. Those are the second heaviest pair of balls I've ever seen. Next to mine.
Once you said second heaviest, I knew where it was
going. I was like, oh God, here we go.
All right. So after Josh gets his first win, and he celebrated so cringe. You can tell he's never won anything before. And this is from a guy who has won Big Brother. Like, he won, like, such a douche. And like, I was genuinely happy for him. I'm like, hey, you know, good job, man. You finally got yourself one. We got something to celebrate. And here he goes to fuck it all up. And that's Josh.
It's just like...
Hey, well, it's his first challenge win.
Yeah, but come on. You don't win like that. Big difference between the way Josh won and Cam won today. World of difference.
Facts.
And the difference is class.
No, okay, honestly, no, like
class.
All right, beating Michi and beating Big T, I take beating Michi.
And you gotta, honestly,
like, come
I'm
on.
Giving Kyle like, way too much credit. Gosh darn it. But I gotta say, his commentary, I like to thank, you know, my neighbor's cat. Thank you, Mittens.
Oh, yeah.
You always believed in me.
He definitely hit that one.
I was like, okay, Kyle, I giggled. I hate you and I hate myself.
Now, if it was a final, I would, you know, Josh, fine. Have fun. Do your own thing. Say what you want to say. But it's elimination. He's definitely going to do another one, I feel like, because the way TJ said it, where now you're going to have to fight to keep it or don't let someone steal it.
I
or
knew that
the fuck
was what's going to happen. It's not like they were going to kick everybody else out.
I knew that, but now like, I don't know what they're going to do. Let's just say for next guy's elimination, which is 2 weeks, let's just say. Let's just say it's two people that don't have a gold skull go in. Now, it was like the
Why
island
would they
where the
do
winner.
That?
Well, because I don't know. Maybe that's the way they want to play the game.
They can't play the game that way. They're competing for a gold skull. They're going to have to compete against someone with a gold skull.
Now, let's just say if they don't do it that way. I'm a big, I don't know. I'm just trying. Because they didn't say someone with a gold skull has to go in. They never said that.
He said they have to fight for a gold skull. So why would he
Because it
be
could be
okay
the island
with-
where if you win something, you can take someone else's gold skull.
They're going to figure out something. There's going to be some rule to have this work out.
Well, let's say next week, it's 2 weeks, it's CT versus Nam, and CT wins. Can CT take someone's skull?
No, I think whoever has a skull has to go into elimination.
So then why, in my head, if I'm a guy, why try to get a gold skull early on when you know you're going to go in twice?
Most likely what's going to happen is somebody is going to get voted down, and they're going to say, you can choose to battle anybody with a skull.
Oh, that'll be fun.
That would be fun.
Then where would it like that. It just gives you safety.
Oh, yeah.
Poor Josh all and right, Devin guys. Will be in all the time.
Yeah, exactly. Josh and Devin are going to be talking at first. Well, that's going to do it for us. Before we get out of here, let's go over a couple of you guys' questions. All right, we got Caitlin. Caitlin, what's popping with you? So if you were in that elimination, who would you want to go against? And do you think you would win? And what moves would you have made?
Ooh.
Antonio, why don't you take the first one?
In the elimination. Who do I want to go against? I mean, I'm kind of like an all go big or go home type of guy. So probably for the fun of it, CT, Fessy, Leroy, just someone big because I'd rather take them out elimination, like just prove my worth. And I don't know. I just, with the puzzle, I'm pretty good at slide puzzles, I would say. And then, you know, the whole momentum thing, bringing the cage down. It's all a big what if because I really haven't done it before.
Have you done any of these things before?
I mean, puzzles I have done.
You just pole wrestling or hall brawling in the middle of nowhere?
No, I've done that. Like, we have a game of football called Kill the Carry where you hold the ball and you got to just hold for dear life and everyone starts tackling you. So, I mean,
that's not a hall brawl.
That game is called a lot of different things in a lot of different places.
So, so like, I've done physical stuff before like that. Like ball, like, you know, like all that stuff. But this one was like different. It's hard to say because I haven't really done it before. But I can guarantee you I can throw a ball better than Josh.
Becky, who would you want in this elimination?
Because she's been agitating the shit out of me and I would rather send her home or go home, I would go after Amber M. Because, oh my God, her voice is getting on my nerves. I don't know if I'd win because I suck at throwing balls. I don't have the arm strength, so that would be pretty comical overall. I think I would do just as bad as Josh. Maybe not as. I may have better form because I do the granny swing. But, yeah, I'd figure out a way. But, yeah. And I guess what moves do you mean? Like, does she mean, like, would I be like Cam or I'd be making political moves?
Like, would you take somebody's partner?
Yeah. Oh. It depends on who my partner was, but if I was partners with Michi, yes, I would be choosing like Leroy or Darrell. Probably more Darrell than Leroy, but yeah, could carry my ass.
Me, I definitely would go against Josh, just for the culture. I would go against him for the culture, just because I have to. Somebody has to do this.
Oh my God.
I would go against Josh. I will wash him. And I say that sitting from my very comfortable home studio. And then the move I would make is I would probably directly go after Cam. She's or Lolo. She's a little off the rocker, but she probably would be the perfect partner if she had the right partner.
If she had the right competitor.
Move on to the next question. Pam wants to know the greatest, funniest, worst moment of the season so far. I'll go first. Worst moment so far, Josh got his first win.
I knew it.
Worst moment.
Worst moment for me? Watching Nelson just get pulverized in that hall brawl.
Oh, yeah, he got washed.
Yeah, I honestly, it hurt my soul. I've kind of grown to be a little bit of a Nelly fan, and I'm not going to say I stan him or that I'm his number one fan, but he's growing on me, man. I feel bad.
I like Nelson.
Antonio? Worst moment? I'm going to go worst,
best, funniest. It doesn't have to be worst moment.
I just overall hate how lazy the guys are playing this season, so I'm gonna say that's my worst moment. I'm gonna give all the credit to every female this season because I feel like each and every one of them, every episode, is outperforming every single male. And usually in the challenge, we don't see that as often. And to see it this season, it's honestly fantastic to see.
I gotta say, my favorite moment is Devin. Honestly, this entire season, just messing with Big Brother every second he gets. Like, Big Brother sucks. And then just this whole situation with Fessy or Fussy, as you like to call him, and
Fussy
and Josh, where he literally moons them and like wiggles his feet at them. And he's like, what you gonna do? I was like, okay, Devin, I see you. Okay.
Devin has had a lot of great moments. Let's see. One more question. Rain wants to know. Now that we are halfway through, best male and female rookies.
Rookies?
Who's even left? The guy that are rookies?
Rookies haven't really been making a huge splash.
No, really, that's not true. The female rookies are doing. They're not doing much, but they're doing a lot at the same time. I feel like not on paper. On paper, they're having a terrible season, but entertainment wise, yeah. But say,
what guy to watch rookies are left?
Just Nam, I think, right? Because Michi went home, so just Nam. And then for the girls, you have both Ambers, Gabby, and oh my God. That's it, right?
none of them have really done shit.
I give it to Amber B, who's really, she's come to compete. The fact that she didn't, you know, drop off the way Teresa just told her to that one time, and she did fight to stay in it. She's making moves. Yeah, I give Amber B a solid thumbs up on the rookies.
You're bugging. Got to give it to Lolo.
No.
Lolo is still.
What is Lolo doing but having freakouts?
More than anybody else is doing.
Hey, Gabby won today. Ish.
Kinda. I was like, what?
Sort of.
No, I remember Gabby getting. Oh, hold on a second. I'm kind of far from the mic.
Gabby won her heat.
Gabby getting flung.
Flung. Her wrist almost got broken.
That's what I remember. Were we watching the same show?
Yes, Gabby winning, and then I kind of like didn't watch anyone.
Listen. I want to tell you guys something. I don't want you to wild out too much.
Uh-oh.
We may be dealing with one of the worst rookie classes in recent challenge history.
That is not true whatsoever.
I haven't seen
these rookies, and I hate rookies.
Rookie girls or the rookie guys?
Both. I do like the rookie girls so much more. But
I think the rookie girls came to play, but I know that
they
are getting outplayed by the vets, though. You need to shush, boy. Me? Not you, Malik. Me? That one.
Me?
The Gen Zer who's over here singing weird little like Neo Pets songs.
Wonder Pets.
I don't know. That shit is ridiculous.
All right. It's closing in on 12 o'clock.
Oh, damn.
That's going to do it for us. Thank you guys for hanging out with us and talking that shit. We're going to be back next week. We'll be live. Hopefully Tyler will be with us then. Make sure you cop all of your custom-made challenge gear from shopthechallenge.com. I got a couple of nice pieces, a couple of cool things you might want to check out. Go ahead, put in a custom order.
I still got my fuck out of here shirt.
There we go.
Oh, look, I'm wearing a Barstool shirt.
Rest in peace to Hitless. Really miss that shit.
It can always make a comeback.
It can.
Technically the YouTube videos have the hit list in it, so I mean it's not really dead yet.
There we go.
See, I watched that.
That's gonna do it for us. We will see you guys next week. Bananas, close us out.
Ooh, I'm doing this live for the first time in a while. Okay.
Hey. Can he do it without messing up is the question.
We'll try. We'll see what happens. I don't know. No promises.
It's only been 107 episodes.
All I gotta be, hey.
All right. In my defense, I haven't been here for all of them, so it's a lot less. All right. Another great episode of Pod Stories. I hope you enjoyed it. Make sure to stay updated by following us on Twitter and Instagram at LWC Podcast. Join us up on Facebook at facebook.com/lovewarchallenges. Join our discussions on Reddit under the challenge subreddit at LWC Podcast. Also, check out our website at lwcpodcast.com. Make sure when you listen to us on Apple, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, and YouTube, give us 5 stars, give us a great review, and most importantly, subscribe. Have a great day, Podstars. Peace!
Twenty-five years ago, phones weren't smart yet, and people still said, fax it to me. The internet has changed a lot since 1996, but that's the last time comprehensive internet regulations were passed. That's why Facebook wants updated internet regulations to set clear guidelines for addressing today's toughest challenges, protecting privacy, enabling safe and easy data portability between platforms, and more. Learn more about why Facebook supports updated internet regulations at about.fb.com/regulations.
Hey, we haven't even pulled away from the drive-thru and you're already digging in the McDonald's bag.
Aw, babe, just a few.
All right, I guess I can't blame you. Pass me some, too.
The smells too good to get it all the way home meal. There's a meal for every moment at McDonald's.
And now your favorite spicy chicken McNuggets are back. Get a 6-piece, spicy or classic for just $2. Only at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.